From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Carrie Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. State transportation officials recently resumed spraying concrete on the cliff that overhangs the railroad tracks near the Hudson Riverfront. Work on the Department of Transportation stabilization project was halted last summer in response to concerns raised by some Hudson residents, city officials, and the environmental advocacy organization Scenic Hudson about the impact of the project on the historic district and waterfront aesthetic. The cliff was being sprayed with white shotcrete to protect the railway and passengers from falling rocks and debris. Jeff Anzabino, director of land use advocacy at Scenic Hudson, said the DOT and Amtrak eventually agreed to tint the shotcrete black and score the material. The design will mimic the rock face rather than, and I quote, an amorphous blob, end quote, he said on April the 17th. The DOT and Amtrak also intend to plant native vines, such as Virginia creeper, to grow down the cliff face for a more natural look. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Village Board held a public hearing on its proposed 2018-19 budget April 5th. The spending bill plan totals $2.1 million, with a general fund of $1.2 million and a separate water budget of nearly $499,000 and sewer of more than $483,000. The proposal includes a slight increase, so the tax per $1,000 of assessed value will go up 4 cents. The board continues to deal with the deficit in the water and sewer budgets. Mayor Tom Curran said of residents' water and sewer bills, and I quote, "We still have a deficit and we're still anticipating an increase to cover it." He said the property owners should look for that increase to take effect this summer. Village budgets run from June to May. Curran stressed that the budget is still a draft until the board approves a final version at the end of April. Budget workshops are planned throughout the month. On April 18th, the board will meet to discuss the general fund budget lines at 6 p.m., and there is a tentative budget meeting set for April 25th at noon. The public will be able to continue to offer comment on the budget throughout the process, the mayor said. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Dan Friedman is reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Representative John Faso is leading the effort by House Republicans to strengthen the work requirement for American citizens receiving food stamps. Currently, 44 million people receive food stamps nationwide, including 2.8 million New Yorkers, many living in impoverished upstate rural communities. The Kinderhook Republican said he believes the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, is, and I quote, "an essential program for many families," end quote, but he insists the recipients of the federal nutrition program should be working, and they are not. Faso said in an interview, and I quote, "The best path to economic independence is a job. This isn't rocket science," end quote. According to USDA data, 10.2% of those in the 19th Congressional District receive SNAP, compared to 15% statewide and 12.7% nationwide. Among SNAP families, 31.9% had no workers, 4.5% had one worker, and 27.6% had two workers. Faso is a member of the House Agriculture Committee, which is considering SNAP provisions as part of broader deliberation on the Farm Bill. Democrats, including Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a member of the Senate Agricultural Committee, denounced the GOP job requirement. Gillibrand said in a conference call with reporters April 17th, the GOP House plan, and I quote, "is only going to increase hunger in our communities," end quote, and I quote, "could kick millions of households off the program," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "I believe no New Yorker, no American, should ever have to suffer from hunger. Under the Faso-backed measure, anyone receiving benefits between the ages of 18 and 59 without children under 6 would be required to work or be in job training or a combination for 20 hours a week. The GOP approach also would intensify the punishment for those who fail to abide by the work requirements." And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, the Daily Freeman is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's favorability rating has fallen, but he maintains big leads over his challenges in the upcoming gubernatorial contest, according to a new Siena poll. The poll, released April 17th, found that 49% of respondents view Cuomo favorably, compared to 44% who view him unfavorably. The poll found that among registered Democrats, Cuomo leads Cynthia Nixon, his primary opponent, 58-27%. Cuomo's lead over Nixon was 66-19% before she formally declared her candidacy. The poll also found GOP hopefuls Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro and State Senator John DeFrancisco of Syracuse are unknown to 75% of New York voters, and both trail the governor by wide margins. Cuomo leads Molinaro 51-37% and DeFrancisco 56-32%, according to Siena. Poll also showed that more than half of registered Republicans do not know who they would support in a primary between Molinaro and DeFrancisco. Poll was conducted April 8th through April 12th, and you can read that poll story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today, with a temperature high near 50 degrees. A storm system will approach the region on Wednesday night, bringing a mixture of rain and snow. There will be increasing clouds with a temperature low of 34 degrees. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, rain and snow will continue on Thursday with a temperature high of 38 degrees. The rain will mix with snow before 11 p.m. on Thursday night. It will be cloudy with a temperature high of 31 degrees. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Sunrise this morning was at 6:08 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:40 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 43 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 18th day of April, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.